Can you believe it's really been 12 years since the miracle on the Hudson?
Really? Oh my gosh.
12 years.
Whoa. I got to get my mind around that because I was living in an apartment at the time that faced the Hudson River, and we watched the whole thing.
We were on the air.
Yeah, we were on the air.
Because I remember I tried to get people that were on that flight on the show.
Right. What time did it all take place? I guess it was you and I were on the air later on because it all took place during the day. Because I remember seeing all the helicopters around and all the chaos, and then we were on the air afterwards.
Right. So, but see, the flight was coming from New York to Charlotte. So that's how I knew all the people on the plane. And we had a couple of people lined up that at the end didn't want to go on the air and talk about it. But yeah, that was 12 years ago.
Yeah, now I feel old. It's funny, you know, Macaulay Culkin tweeted, "Want to feel old? I turned 40 today."
Oh my God.
And I thought that was hilarious because I didn't realize it was Macaulay Culkin because somebody had retweeted it. And I was like, why should I feel old that some rando turned 40? And then I saw it was Macaulay Culkin. I was like, oh man, now I feel old that he said that. But yeah, the fact that Sully Sullenberger was 12 years ago, my gosh.
So if I'm doing the math right, you and I were both 14 years old when we were doing a radio show.
Yeah.
If it was 12 years ago, we had to be 14. So, because we're only 26 now, so that makes sense.
Well, to be fair, you and I both did start very young because people are like, how did you accomplish so much in radio? You must be old. And I was like, no, I'm not old. Anthony and I are not very old. It's just that we both started super young.
But
like, 12, you didn't go to college, and I started basically, you know, I graduated college.
I tried to go to college. It just wasn't for me.
Right. Yeah, you're one of those guys who started radio when you were in your teens.
Yeah, I mean, college wasn't for me. If you know me, you know how long I lasted inside a college classroom. Didn't last too long. I went, nah, I'm not doing this. Going to radio, I'm not doing this.
What was it about it you didn't like? Did you not like the teachers? You didn't like studying? You didn't want to learn stuff? Your brain couldn't handle it? What was it?
I went to like three classes. And I remember it was hard to park. Parking was a bitch. And I always got lost. And I didn't like the class.
I didn't go to college because I couldn't find parking.
I couldn't find parking.
The best excuse for not going to school I've ever heard in my life.
And I played in a band. So I always wanted to go to band practice. I didn't want to go to college. Who wants to go to college? You know,
right, terrible parking. Why go?
They had horrible parking. If the parking would have been good, I probably would have been all up for it. But
you'd be like a dentist now.
But yeah, they wanted me to like read.
If the parking was good, you'd be like an accountant or something.
I would be a doctor because I was pre-med. For the 3 days I was in school, I was pre-med.
You'd be a surgeon if they had better parking.
They had horrible parking, and I couldn't find parking spots, and it was
so
not
we lost
good.
A brain surgeon.
Yeah, and it was a far drive. It was like 35 miles each way, and I don't know. I just had better things to do. I really like girls, and I don't think there was like girls in the class that I liked, and
right.
I think I lied to my parents for a year or so, telling them I was still going to college, but I wasn't.
You did. So wait, you were leaving at the same time every day as if you were going to class, and you were going where instead? Would you
No, because my parents worked all the time. So they would always be gone in the morning and come back. So I just wouldn't get up.
Oh, okay. So they would think that what? Like you'd gone to school and come back already?
Yeah. How was school? Great. I'm learning so much. I learned about the Constitution today. I'm pre-med.
Those two have nothing to do with each other.
Exactly. So for 3 years they thought I was in college. I went 3 days.
I'm pre-med. Today we did art.
Yeah, my parents are sitting back at Christmas time going, aren't you graduating soon? Yeah, you should come. I'll send you an invitation. So glad you're still paying for my college. Awesome.
That invitation must have gotten lost in the mail.
I graduated. You weren't there. I don't know why.
I know what happened to you. I looked out. Didn't see you. Got my medical degree and everything.
Here it is. Got it from the library. That was my whole college.
Got it from the place I call the library.
I went there, too, at the college, and you had to buy books. Books weren't free. You had to buy them for, so they're like, you got to pay for this book for this class. It's like $150. I ain't paying for that.
No, it's expensive. I know. I went to school. I went to grad school. You know, see, I had like a little scam that I ran. So every single book that you had to buy in grad school, also super expensive. There's one book that was like $200. And, you know, I couldn't afford that. There was no way. But I found out that if you request a book at the library, they will get it for you. So as soon as I got my syllabus, I went right to the library and I said, could you get me these books? And they did. And I take them out from the library for as long as I could. And then when I had to return them, because the library, you only had a book, you only got it for like a couple of weeks because mm-hmm. they knew that, you know, they were onto you. So what I did is I would take each book and I would go to a friend of mine's office and I would Xerox every single page.
Run copies of each page.
Every single page. She's an intern. She was like, why are you doing that? I got an intern. So I was like, great. I would hand her intern like a stack of books and be like, here, copy all these.
Okay, I'm done with that. Now what do I do? Here's another one. Have fun. That's what the intern did.
Yeah.
Nice.
So all my books were just like, you know, they had those big binder clips instead of regular books.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you could just take them right back.
I didn't take anything back. I shredded them when I was done.
No, I'm saying you took the real ones right back. You're like, I'm done. Yeah. I've read it already. I did everything.
Took it back to the library. That way, you know, and like we'd be assigned different chapters. So I was like, great. I only need to bring this one chapter with me today.
Yeah. I would go.
Instead of the whole book.
I would go. It would be $150. And I would... How much is the shirt? Because I wanted to wear the shirt that said, you know, Carolina, like I'm going to college. I'm a college right. guy. Yeah, so mm-hmm. I had to get to college. So I spent all my money buying shirts and hats and things.
To look like a college guy.
I look like a college guy. I had the shirt on. I had the sweater. I had all that. But I went 3 days.
And then what kind of women were attracted to you when you wore those shirts?
Well, ones that wanted to be with a successful doctor. What are you studying? I'm pre-med.
Can't you tell by my shirt?
Yeah, look at me.
I'm pre-med.
It's the only thing I bought from the bookstore was a sweater.
No books, just a sweater.
Yeah, should I get a book or a sweater? Book or sweater? Which is going to get me laid? Book or sweater?
Priorities straight. Yeah. My favorite thing is like people are like, he seems dumb. Well, someone's got to graduate bottom of the class.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was you.
I don't think if I was still in college, if I would have graduated yet. It'd be a career.
I know. Every day we would get on the air and be like, so is this the year Anthony's going to finish his last class and take his last couple of credits?
No.
No, won't be this time.
No, I have 75 more credits to go before I graduate.
The thing is, it's been so many years that all those classes you took, they don't even have them anymore.
They like, probably don't.
I mean, all the classes back then that you took were in like Commodore 64. Mm-hmm. So. You know, it doesn't translate anymore. You can't use those.
Well, I took like a math you don't want me to take a math class. So, you know, right. You know, I'm out of there. The minute I went into math class and they said, I'm done. I took an English class and then I took recording studio techniques. I should have stayed in that one.
And it was on one of those old Korg sound links rather than digital.
Yeah, but I think I only went to that class like twice. You know, I think by the time I got out of the math class, I can't do this. There's some people that just can't do math. And that's, I don't know why I signed up for a math class. Because you have to have these stupid classes to be pre-med. No, that's
everybody in radio. What they should do when they do career counseling, this is what they should say. Can you do math? Nope. Radio is for you.
Yeah.
I've never met anybody in my life in radio who can do math. That's one of the things that we all have in common. Nobody does math in radio.
See, and that's what they should do at high school. They should say, what are your grades? And I say, I'm pretty sure I'm going to graduate this year. I think. Now, and then they go, you should be a welder. Go stand in that line over there. That's for welding. And that's what I should have went to. I should have said, okay, I'll go to college.
It's funny you say that because my mother has been going through boxes and getting rid of stuff. And I found this box that she kept of some of my old school stuff. And in it was this, I don't know, whatever the test they used to give you as a kid to see what you're good at and what your future should hold, like to predict where you should go to college and what you should study. And so she found mine, and I scored off the charts for entertainment and communication. And on the very, very bottom of the list, the thing that I scored the lowest that had a negative score for was careers where you help people.
Really? So surprised.
So they were like, they have a list of things that you should never do. And for me, it was like nursing, medical field, social work, like literally anything to do with people. And then up on top, but it was like entertainment. And then the closest thing to it was like communication and then volleyball.
The next thing was, you better marry good. Keep that ass tight because you're going to need to find a guy. God, I'd love to take that class or take that test now and see what we should take that test and see what we should grow up to be.
Yeah, let's find, you know what? Let's find that and do that tomorrow.
Yeah, we should have a test and figure out what we should be when we grow up.
Right.
And then we should go try that.
Okay. You know what? I'm sure that test is out there. Let's save that for tomorrow. I will find it. I'll search for it. And tomorrow on the show, you and I will both take the test to figure out what we should be when we grow up.
Okay. But will we have to go back to college? Well, okay. You can't go back to college at all to do a new career because you owe so much for the last college.
That's right.
There's no way.
Still in debt for my last two.
But, you know, me being the age I am, I'm still going to go back to college. I'm going to sit in that class and it's going to be math and I'm going to say, I can't do this.
Listen, just because a test finds something, you don't have to listen to it.
No, we should.
I'm not listening to a stupid. Let's just take the test and see where we land. But well, let's not listen to it.
Both of us are pretty close to needing to find a new career. We should listen to something.
We should find that test and take it seriously then. Anybody have any ideas? Anthony at CooperandAnthony.com.